Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about academic freedom in America. It's a bit of a wake-up call, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This Alan Lightman piece really hits hard, arguing that attacks on academic freedom threaten what makes our nation great. I mean, where do we even begin with this?
Well, Lightman starts by reminding us that academic freedom, while seemingly obvious now, has a long and precarious history. He harkens back to medieval universities, where scholars constantly struggled for autonomy.
Right, and he uses Francis Bacon's New Atlantis as this perfect example of a utopian vision for academia. Salomon's house, where freethinking and invention flourished. It's a powerful image.
Exactly. It sets the stage for his main argument, which is that current political interference in higher education is dragging us away from that ideal and back towards, as he puts it, darkness.
And the examples he gives are chilling. Over 500 university leaders protesting government intrusion, visa revocations at MIT. It's a real assault on the free exchange of ideas.
I see. He highlights the tangible benefits of academic freedom, too, reminding us of the countless innovations, the internet, lithium-ion batteries, even Google, that stemmed from university research. Not to mention the intellectual contributions across disciplines, from philosophy to literature.
But wouldn't you say that reform is sometimes necessary? How do we balance academic freedom with accountability, especially given concerns about ideological biases in some areas of academia?
That's a fair point. Lightman acknowledges the possibility of constructive reform, but he stresses that it shouldn't come at the cost of undue government intrusion. He argues that academic freedom fosters creativity and innovation, whereas authoritarian restrictions stifle them. He uses China, Iran, and Russia as sobering examples.
And then he contrasts those with the flourishing of innovation in South Korea and Taiwan after they move towards democracy. Pretty compelling evidence, I'd say.
Agreed. Lightman then goes on to define academic freedom beautifully. It's the freedom to explore, to question, to be honest, even to be one's true self. He compares it to the oxygen and light that growing things need.
I love the sunflower analogy, turning towards the light, and it's true, isn't it? Restricting academic freedom stunts intellectual growth, not just for students, but for society as a whole.
He asks some powerful rhetorical questions, like, do we want our students to be afraid to express their ideas? Do we want to set an example of cowardice by conforming to outside pressures?
It's a slippery slope, he warns. A gradual erosion of freedom, starting with the influence of money and ending with Orwellian thought control.
It's a stark warning, indeed. Lightman's piece is a powerful call to protect academic freedom, not just for the sake of universities, but for the future of our nation. And on that note, we'll conclude today's discussion. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, keep those minds open and curious.
Goodbye.